ang final show for this episode, and it is called Queen of Tears. The story is very chebol-chebol, if you guys have seen the trailers.
Nakakamiss naman.
Super chebol si Kim Ji-won.
Sorry.
Yung ano, sino nakamiss pagiging chebol?
Si Pia kasi. Oo, ang tagal ko na hindi nakakanood ng mga chebol-chebol eh. Okay, go ahead.
Oo nga eh. Hindi ko alam kung sorry, sino, sorry, saan. Sorry. Pero
I was talking to myself.
One, two, sarang!
Hey! Annyeong, this is Trency.
Hello, this is Pia.
Annyeong, this is Monica, and welcome to another episode of 1-2 Sarang!
Hello! What's up, guys?
Hi! How have you guys been?
Bakasyon was last week. Well, not
yes.
Now.
Well,
but when we hear this,
we hope that you had a very fruitful, tama ba? Fruitful.
Blessed
Lenten season.
Pleasant.
Sana marami din kayong napanood na K-drama, K-pop. At sana nag-pray din kayo to those who practice.
Poor Catholics? You know,
the Lenten season. So,
correct.
Ayun lang.
Okay, bye!
Nawala. Bakasyon na kasi.
Out.
Bakasyon na kasi. Ala, nabubulol na mi. Anyway, today, we are gonna be doing a special episode. It's the kind of episode that we did also last year. Mga episode 50-something. And it is called What Hal You Watching? Ta-da!
Yes!
Cha-chan! Basically, mag-share lang kami ng mga pinapanood namin lately kasi ang dami. Again, ang dami-daming content at ang daming pwedeng panoorin. And so far, as of recording, hindi pa kami set kung anong next show ang gusto namin pag-usapan. So we said, let's just share muna again kung ano yung mga pinapanood natin. And maybe from this selection, I don't know, baka meron pa tayong, alam mo yun, ma-inspire tayo to watch something kasi ang kwento ni Pia or ni Trency or myself ay sobrang nakainganyo that we want to watch the entire thing too, di ba?
Correct.
And sana din kayo sa ating listeners and viewers, magustuhan nyo to, yung mga shows na sasabihin namin that would make you want to watch it too, and let us know what you think of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, diba? Please, thank you to those who share their thoughts about dramas and our episodes too. Special shout out to Uenas, who said, so many of you said hi because of our episode on TikTok and YouTube. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and feelings on IU too. We really appreciate it. We stan you too.
Oh my God.
Yes.
We really, really hope you like that show, and sana magustuhan nyo rin ang episode na ito, o diba?
Yes.
Yes.
Exciting. dapat magustuhan nyo.
Wow, nakaaway na.
Nakaaway na naman siya. Relax, hanggang ano lang ako, hanggang internet lang ako, hanggang keyboard warrior.
Twitter warrior.
At least may mukha.
Oo.
Ay, ayan, hindi yung ano.
Face card na lang.
Ayan, correct.
So for What How You Watching, we are gonna be showing 3 shows each. We are gonna be sharing 3 shows each. I can start. For today, I will be sharing Exuma, the film, and What's Wrong with Secretary Kim, the View version, the Filipino version, oh, diba?
Exciting.
And finally, I am also going to be talking about Queen of Tears. Ooh. How about you, Pia?
OST by BSS. Me, as your resident K-Variety addict, puro K-Variety yung sakin. First, I will be talking about My Sibling's Romance, which is on View, Apartment 404, which is on Prime, and Physical 100, which is on Netflix. O, diba lahat?
Wow!
Shout out
lahat. Oo nga eh.
Disney na lang ang kulang.
Pero dapat pinapakinggan na tayo by now, 'di ba? Ano ba?
Netflix diba? Ninyo ako.
Hindi kami ano kami unbiased views here, pero may kaming bias kami kung may kasama siyang sponsorship. Ham sa ham nida.
Madali kaming kausap.
O sige nga, ikaw, Trency. Sino, ano, sino ang isha-shoutout mo? Anong shows ang papa isha-share mo?
Ako, ano, ko sponsor doon ng Netflix.
Wow!
Taas! So yung, yes. So, yung akin, I will be talking about The Sound of Your Heart. It is on Netflix with Kwang Soo. The other one is, it's actually a Japanese show called I Love You. So, it's, I think, charting or something. But yes, that one, it's also on Netflix. And as your busy girly with her parents in Manila, hirap, pag ang magulang mo ay nandito.
Hello, tito and tita!
Hello mom po. And dad! So, medyo walang oras to watch, but I discovered this person on Instagram, and he is called Heezy Yang, and he is a queer Korean drag artist. So, want to talk about that. Para medyo ano naman tayo, socially aware, variety. And blue, ganun.
Correct.
Variety, love exactly. It. Yes.
Oh, I love that. Since, ayun na nga, na-share natin yung mga sasabihin natin, mga ikukwento, pagkukwentohan nating shows today, why don't you start, Trency, with your first show?
Me? Okay, simulan na natin. Okay, let's start first with this. Actually, this is a pretty new show that I started. Nasa episode 2 pa lang ako. And I was brought here because of Chicken Nugget! Yay!
Ooh.
So I think we'll be talking about Chicken Nugget. So yes. Sa mga nakikinig
yes,
ngayon.
Yes, abangan
and
nyo
yan. Yes, abangan nyo. Very, very funny. Kung paano namin gagawa ng episode yon, hindi ko alam. Kasi it is, it's very absurd and complicated and everything. But all, so much fun. And that is the same feeling I have for this show called The Sound of Your Heart. So, it's actually starring our very favorite, pinakamatangkad na tao sa Korea.
Wow!
Kung nasa Pilipinas siya, tatanungin siya, basketball player ka?
Correct.
Ang katangi-tanging si Lee Kwang Soo. So, actor yes. Kwang Soo po ang makikita natin dito. And nice. Of course, yes, a very young Jung So-min. Okay, so...
Yes.
I was brought here, as I mentioned earlier, because of Chicken Nugget, which is very absurd. We love it so much, right? And then, so nakita ko lang siya, and then nakita ko si Kwang Soo, nakita ko na parang comedy siya. So I watched it, and you know, it's the same kind of parang slapstick sitcom situation na for your busy girly, kaya niyang intindihin na hindi masyadong nag-iisip at tatawa ka lang. So kaya, itong... Oo, ito yung nire-recommend ko ngayon na panoorin para sa mga same busy girlies as me na gusto nilang i-tune out lahat ng boses sa utak nila. And just... yes. So, a little bit of... what do you call this? A summary. All right. So, this is off the internets na. Kwang Soo is a down-on-his-luck cartoonist and So-min is his girlfriend. And the show is all about the ridiculousness that happens in their lives. And ridiculous! It is! Okay. So siguro a little a snippet lang of that laugh out loud moment na parang like, shootang ina nakakatawa to, ang absurdo niya. Okay. So si Kwang Soo was in the toilet and then he didn't have tissue and then he gave his pants to someone else to wipe their ass with. So what? Pretty much he had nothing below. So his dongalongs was out. So naka-blur po siya. And then yes. Meron siyang dalang iPad. Tapos una, makikita mo na sa toilet siya. Tapos yan, try niya i-cover yung, ano niya, yung kanyang member. Ani pa ng nanay ko, yung kanyang member ng iPad. So parang, tapos sabi niya, this is a good idea. Pero paglabas niya, makikita mo, tumatakbo siya sa isang parang open area with a lot of people. Pero yung iPad na sa mukha niya. So his ding-along was out.
Sa mga classic na mga tanong na parang, anong kuhubad ka? Anong tatakpan mo? Ulo mo or your thing?
Correct! Yun nga. Ay, tumakbo yun sa utak nung character ni Kwang Soo. So, yun na nga, tumatakbo siya doon. Pero yung pinaka nakakatawa sa akin doon sa situation is, parang merong, nag-ano siya, what do you call this? Parang, he had like a thought in his head. Tapos sabi niya, ha, walang makakilala sa akin kasi nakatakip ng iPad yung mukha ko. Tapos biglang napindot niya yung iPad tapos yung mukha niya yung lumabas kasi yun yung wallpaper
lock screen.
Niya.
Lock screen niya.
Tumatakbo siya lang pero mukha niya ganun. So, yun ang may expect niyo po sa sa show na to, sa Sound of Your Heart. So, sa mga gusto pa ng konting examples, and if you like, you know, watching Western shows, ang nafe-feel ko na similar sa kanya is, aside from Chicken Nugget, is IT Crowd, Community, Key and Peele, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So, may mga ganong klaseng vibe.
Gets.
And these are also very short episodes. So, madali lang siyang i-digest. Yun.
Yes.
Yun lang.
And isa sa mga ano, parang classic na mga scenes dito na I'm sure you've seen it on like Reels or on Twitter. Okay, yung kapatid ni Kwang Soo dito, he's also the guy from Hospital Playlist. And siya din yung naging ka-love team actually nung kasama ni Lido yun sa Good Bad Mother. Anyway, so parang yung pinaka-classic na scene, yung nag-English sila sa bahay. Yung silang apat.
Ah! Oh my God! Doon yun galing!
Yun yung, isa yun sa mga pinaka-classic na scene kasi yung galit na galit yung nanay nila na parang, hay nako, matuto nga kayo sa school. O, mag-English-English kayo dyan. Yung ganon. So, I'm sure a lot of you have seen that clip. So, that's really funny. Like, this one, it's, yun nga, parang like what Chancy said, it's so absurd, but it's so funny. Like, it's such an easy watch.
It's so funny. It's such an easy watch.
And I have a question. Kung
gusto nyo, go.
Oh yeah, go. Kung gusto nyo what, go.
And just to add lang, it's actually based on a webtoon with a similar title. So if you're keen or if you like watching reading webtoons rather, you can go find it on the interwebs. And it's actually the longest running webtoon out there. Ooh. So good luck.
So ongoing pa yung show. Yung question ko is kung kailan to release. Like sabi mo kasi Young Jung
yes.
Soo-min. So
when this was in 2016 actually.
Oh, okay.
So it's only 20 episodes. So yeah, they released it on November and December 2016. Ayan. But the webtoon, I'm not sure if it's still ongoing, but it's still considered as Korea's, it says it's Korea's longest running webtoon series. So I guess it's still ongoing.
Longest running. Shucks, that's one. I think I'll add that to my list.
Oo, yung pampatay lang ng brain cell pag ayaw mo na mag-isip.
How about you, PL? What's the first show that you're gonna share to us?
Okay, so the first show I'm gonna share kasi I think madaming beses ko nang napag-usapan yung exchange / transit love sa show na to. So, ito naman yung K-dating, which is actually also ongoing. So, pinag-isipan ko kung yun ba or tong isa. So, yung isa na lang. So, the other K-dating show that's actually ongoing as well on Viu is called My Siblings Romance. So, this is from the same producers as Exchange. So, ang nakakatawa kasi dito sa panel nila, because in Exchange 2, isa yun sa mga claim to fame ni Bam Bam of GOT7 that he became so popular after becoming a panel for there. So, nagtataka ko, bakit wala si Bam Bam sa Exchange 3? Ayun pala, meron pang isang show na ginawa yung producers and dito siya panel. Actually, sa panel pa lang sobrang interesting na because the panel for this show is aside from Bam Bam, also there is si Jonathan and Patricia, your resident African American. Si they're not African American. Basta your
He's
resident
African.
Siblings. African. They're your resident African siblings na nasa Korea. So nandun sila sa show and then also there's si Code Kun. Sobrang love ko si Code Kun. And also Mion from Idol is also there on the panel. And also, oh my gosh, I forget her name. This girl who is a model na she used to be on I Live Alone. So, tungkol saan tong show na to, actually, sobrang interesting nung premise niya kasi magkakapatid, girl and boy, papasok sila sa house, they can't reveal kung sino yung kapatid nila, and then, yun, they'll have romance in the house. Syempre, not with a sibling. There's no incest here. There is no incest.
Lannisters.
Diba yung premise? Diba? Nakakatawa yung premise kasi bakit mabawal i-reveal ko sino magkakapatid? Kasi ako, in essence, kita mo na eh, magkakamukha sila, girl. Parang, bakit tayo nagulokan dito? Pero ako talaga, first ano ko palang, magkakamukha sila, bakit ganyan? Pero since bawal i-reveal, tas parang cute kasi the way they're, since bawal nila nga i-reveal na magkakapatid sila, so isa sa mga challenge, like, yung girls, hulaan mo kung sino yung kapatid nung guy you wanna go out with, bigyan mo siya ng letter, ganon. So parang may isang girl na sa kanya napunta lahat nung letter, eh hindi naman yung kapatid niya yung gusto ng lahat. And I'm like, teka lang, hindi ba halata? Ewan ko, nalilito ako sa kanila kasi magkakamukha para sa akin yung mga couples. But it's so cute kasi you get to see the commentary kasi imagine kung nakita nyo kung paano makipag-date yung kapatid mo and then you can actually and then you can't say anything on the spot. You have to pretend na hindi mo alam. And then they also have moments kasi there's a room there where you can talk to your sibling. Tapos kapag magkakasama na yung magkakapatid, sobrang ang refreshing lang yung iba kasi yung banter nila kung paano i-approach yung dating or kunwari i-comfort yung kapatid nila kasi walang pumili sa kanila. Yung mga ganun. Sobrang sweet ng premise.
So nice.
And then
Uh-oh.
Right? And then they also have like a phone there na parang pwedeng tumawag yung parents nila. So parang
oh my God!
Sobrang cute.
Papagalitan sila.
But then, naman.
Oo, correct. Pero
bantayin
kasi,
mo yung kapatid mo. Ganun.
Oh, sira ulo yan. And then the nice thing as well is that syempre, there are different kinds of families, diba? There are families na the parents are still together, there are parents na divorced na yung parents, tapos there are families na yung iba, I think some parents passed on. So syempre, iba din yung dynamics nung ganun. I think it's a very family-centered dating show. Kaya
interesting.
Yun.
Very
so this is
interesting. Oh, that's so cool. But I want to watch this.
My Siblings Romance.
My Siblings Romance. Ooh.
Okay. Yes.
That's really as ano pa, galing pa ako sa pamilya na napakadaming kapatid. Parang
correct.
Parang nakakatawa lang yung
senior
idea.
Brother date.
No? Yeah. I mean, I do but I don't.
Or
alam
flirt?
So weird. The flirt. I think the dating is fine but the flirting,
it's
kind of like, parang I wouldn't know what to do.
Exactly.
May controversial ba dyan? As a person who likes controversy, what's like the like for you, is there anything controversial about like what you've seen? May mga controversial moments ba is what I meant.
Actually, so far, because as of recording, we are only, this is only on episode 3 for today. So, medyo fresh na fresh pa siya. Although, parang yung pinaka-controversial, I guess. I mean, I don't wanna call it a controversy, but really, yung story nung isang magkapatid. Oh, gosh, naiyak ako. Pero kasi, like, so the brother, yung age gap nila is 10 years. So, yung kuya niya is kuyang-kuya na nung dumating yung younger sister niya. And then, yung younger sister is talaga siyang ball of sunshine. Not knowing that she came into a family na yung parents sobrang grabe na, parang on the verge of divorce. Medyo ganon. So, like, because she's a kid, she's clueless, she's always happy. And then, the kuya, you'd see na medyo siyang stern. And then, isa sa mga kwento nila, sabi nung, ano, nung girl was like, the younger sister was like, I remember that time my parents were fighting and I just went to my brother and he gave me a book. So, we were just reading books together. That's why to this very day, when I feel sad, I just read a book to comfort myself. Super sweet.
That's why you said na parang, like, even if it's a dating show, parang it's still, it looks into the dynamics of brother and sister. Parang there's a lot of that. Okay, heartwarming.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah.
Sobra.
So in a way, that's, oh nga, mas family nga siya more than the dating. And I wonder how this will end. Like, if the, kung paano magkakatuluyan yung couple, kung meron man, alam mo yon. I wonder.
Uh-oh.
And it feels like, you know how, pag siblings, in a way, kasi magiging magkakakilala na sila, that group, diba? Parang kung may approval na ng sibling, medyo strong relationship yun. Alam mo yun? Parang may
yes.
If it starts that way.
Correct. Sorry, sobrang short na lang. Alam ko na ubusan na ako ng time. Pero sobrang short, nakakatawa kasi yung isa dun, parang sabi niya, meron kasi akong dream brother-in-law eh, kaya gusto ko siya talaga yung makatuluyan ng kapatid ko. So, parang yung panels, may dream brother or sister-in-law. Part ba yun?
Okay, Lamera.
Di ba?
Ikaw ba yung jojowain?
Di ba?
Pero ang cute nun. I mean, well, hindi ko alam kung yung dream na yun ay dahil beneficial sa kanya. Gets? As a kukunwari, super cool brother-in-law. Pero kung ang intention naman is so that awesome yung magiging partner ng kapatid niya, that's really sweet, di ba? Kung yun yung dream niya. I mean, yun yung intention ng dream niya, I mean. But that's still funny. That's cute. Oh, that's really cute. I think I'm gonna check it out.
Go, yon. My Siblings Romance.
Yes. So that was my sibling's romance. And then next would be my show, which is not the show. It's actually a film and it's called Exuma. And I think you guys have heard of this, right? It's like pretty much sweeping the box office in Korea since it opened last Feb. As of recording, it's only been a month. And they're saying na it's the biggest box office hit the country has ever seen. So far in Korea, and parang may meron pang iba. Pero ang
tal nyo Architecture 101?
I think so. Kasi yung mga Bong Joon-ho films, yung mga nasa taas eh. Pero ang nakikita nila daw, ang trajectory is, pwede pa niyang ma-take over yun. So that's like Snowpiercer and Parasite and The Host. At bigating mga pelikula yun.
Correct.
Diba? So that's
award-winning.
Pretty awesome. So when I saw that it was gonna be shown here in Manila, I like, and by chance also, I was in a mall and not wanting to drive in traffic. And then sumakto na it opened on that same day and sakto rin yung timing ng sine, 8:30. Kahit mag-isa ako, at kahit na alam ko horror siya, at first time ko manood ng horror film mag-isa ever in like the cinema, ginoo ko na kasi sayang yung opportunity, diba? Yeah. And like, you can tell that everyone was, hindi man everyone, but a lot of Koreans are really excited about this film kasi when I was in the cinema, puno siya. Although, director's club siya. So, onting seats lang. Hindi yung typical cinema. Pero puno yung sinehan. At maraming Korean nationals watching. So, I'm guessing, inabangan talaga nila yung pelikula. And mind you, by the way, yun din pala yung condition ko kung ba't ako nag-yes. Kasi nung bumibili na ako ng ticket, ang sabi ko kay ate, ate, puno ba yung sine? Oh, ma'am, onti na lang yung seats. Kasi hindi ako manunood kung ako lang yung mag-isa. Yeah.
Ikaw lang mag-isa. Oo.
Oh, diba? Parang ayoko noon. So,
Screw
director's
club ka.
Correct, diba? Oh, baka nalang biglang bumalaw yung chair ko or whatever.
Biglang mag-reply. Biglang wala na sira lang. Tapos wala namang tao.
Kamay lang. Wow.
May magbubulong libre po.
Oh no! But anyway, so Exuma, it is a fantastic film. I think you guys by now have seen the trailer because it's been going around and I think to you, Pia and Chensi, I showed this trailer to you guys. It deals with shamanism. Alam natin, magiging tayo sa mga shamans. Lalo na si Trency. And the cast, my God, sobrang fantastic. We have Choi Min-sik here, who is the old boy Park Chan-wook. Park Chan-wook film old boy star. So, dun talaga siya sumikat. We last saw him in Big Bet, actually. That's Casino of Disney Plus. But mas sikat talaga siya in Old Boy. And then we have Yoo Hae-jin and Kim Go-eun and of course our very very favorite Lee Do-yoon. Na sa totoo lang, isa 'yon sa mga reasons kung bakit gustong-gusto kong panoorin kasi trailer pa lang nakita natin ng LDH, tatuan, mahabang buhok, sobrang rockstar.
Parang, ito pala yun! Ito pala yun! Oh
ito yun! Ibang-ibang LDH po makikita natin dito. Oh my God, bilis. Panoorin niya na.
Na-inlove ka ba sa kanya?
Guys, oh my God. Like, I feel like, you know what? I just wanna say na I'm so proud of him. Kasi it's his first film and I feel like they were able to utilize his talent well. Like, I really don't wanna say much about the film, pero kaya gusto kong punahin na lang yung acting or something. Pero si LDH kasi, apat sila na main cast, right? And in a way, parang it's like a group story, pero syempre medyo angat na onte si Choi Min-sik kasi like, hello, it's that kind of character and kaya naman ibibigay sa isang Choi Min-sik, right? But anyway, LDH, kahit na I wouldn't even say minor, pero kumbaga siya na yung pinaka-lowest in the tiers.
Pero parang like, siya laman ng Instagram ko pag Exuma lumalabas.
Eh, kasi tatuan, diba? Pero may moments talaga siya na talagang, oh my God, you did it. Because like, hindi lang siya cute, pretty face, alam mo yun, hindi lang siya funny. Like, I feel like na exercise yung acting range niya here. Like, in a horror way. I really don't want to spoil a lot, pero may ganon.
I'm so parang, gonna go.
Minsan ganito siya, minsan ganon. Husband. And sobrang may Jungkook feel siya. I'm sorry for yung opening pa lang. Siya ang opening eh. I mean, nasa
kasi
opening
tatuan,
siya.
Kasi tatuan, ganon.
Kasi tatuhan, mahaba buhok, tapos na naka-bun. Tapos alam mo yun, may cool vibes about him. Parang, oh my God, it's Jungkook.
Tapos naglaba siya ng panty.
Ah, wala namang laba-laba.
Tapos bigla siya, ano, sa shaman, bigla siya ang tatabi sa'yo. Tapos sabi niya, standing next to you.
Yung pala yun, the spirits. Oh my God, gawa tayo ng edit na gano'n.
Standing next to you.
Kasi shaman. But anyway, about this film, so, you know, if you watch the trailer, you see that it's very shaman-based. It's about them trying to figure out a case of a certain spirit. It's actually a generational curse that they're trying to figure out. So, medyo nag-ghostbuster sila in a way. But, syempre, in their very shaman Korean, very specific Korean cultural way, which I liked. I really thought I'd be scared. Actually, I was really scared. Nagdadalawang isip ako, ba't ko to ginagawa? Parang ganon, before entering the cinema. But I came out of it really, really intrigued because it's more, I found that it was more cultural and daming mga historical stuff na parang while watching it, ang ganda pa ng pagkagawa kasi parang na-explain yung process kahit papano, especially for us ha, na I heard kasi in Korea kaya sobrang hit siya kasi familiar yung mga tao sa practice na yun, diba? Kasi it's like a sort of religion, a spiritual something na that they do traditionally, right? Kaya hit. Pero for us who don't know, somehow I feel like naintindihan ko what they're trying to do without spoon-feeding it to us kung ano yung mga processes that they were trying to do. And then, it made you wanna know more. Kasi, syempre, there's a lot more to that industry. They called it an industry pa nga, like the shaman.
Wow.
The kind of practice. Like kasi it is. Kasi they have like clients they have to deal with the spiritual or kung anumang needs ng clients na ganun. So, I came out of that cinema wanting to know more because it really triggered so many thoughts. And dami kong questions about this character na, I wonder, bakit kaya ganito yung character niya? Na hindi masyadong in-explain, pero hindi naman siya super problematic in the story. Pero gets, I want to know more. Alam ko, it's a cultural thing, so I need to do research about it. So, it's that. So, it's that kind of horror. It's still pretty scary, especially if you're, I guess it depends na rin on your level of belief. Sa mga ganon, sa mga realms and stuff like that. But it can be pretty scary kasi, diba? Kasi you're dealing with a different realm nga, diba? A different world. But, ayun lang. It opened this week. So, as of recording, it was this week, March 20th, open. Hopefully, it'll still be playing in cinemas when this episode comes out. And I hope you guys get to watch it too because I am really also really, really hoping we do an episode about it because I really think sobrang dami. Like, ang haba na ng time ko pero namimilipit ako sa holding back because I don't want any spoilers. I want it to come off as the freshest na possible for you guys and for also for listeners. So, ayun lang. Gusto lang sabihin na Exuma is a fantastic film. I think it makes sense na sobrang hit na hit siya sa Korea ngayon. So, I hope you can catch it too.
Siya, if like for future listeners also out there, parang sana lumabas siya sa mga streaming platforms. But I feel like it will.
Eventually, yeah.
Oh, eventually.
Sana.
Eventually. Hopefully. If anything, oh, by the way, can you believe this even like Dune Part 2 couldn't even go? Parang hindi niya natalo yung sa Korea tong movie na to.
And like,
I feel like this is the kind of film na sana mapanood siya in cinemas as much as possible and then later on na lang talaga siya mapakita sa streamers. But yes, definitely, I really hope they put it on streamers because sana nga a lot of people can watch it also.
Correct, yeah. Yes, Exuma, let's go!
Yeah. LDH, tatuan.
LDH, tatuan. I know, tatuan.
Standing
sobrang
next to
awesome.
You.
Okay, so that was okay. My first entry. Ikaw, Trency, what's your second one?
Okay.
Round two na wow. Tayo.
Oo nga, hinga tayo sandali. So my next one is, it's called, it's not actually a Korean show, it's actually a Japanese drama. And you've probably seen it on Netflix, my sponsor. It's called I Love You. So I, as in the mata, I love you. Ayun. So, well, I clicked on it because I was just very interested na it was a Japanese show, but I saw kasi the thumbnail and I knew that actor eh, yung leading guy dito. And then, I think one of you girls said na, siya yung sa ano, nevertheless, siya si Potato Guys. But ako like, ah, okay, yes. Okay. And I really like that actor, so that's why I started watching it. So summary, it's, the summary goes, sparks fly when a telepathic woman, so this lady, this Japanese girl, can hear the thoughts of other people. So parang she got to an accident when she was young, and then when she got out of that, she can hear people, you know, talking in their heads. Parang ganun. She can hear people's thoughts. Okay. So this woman had previously given up on love because of, you know, her particular skill, actually. So medyo deterrent siya sa kanyang love life. And then eventually, she meets a Korean student who thinks in a language she can't understand. So it's finally someone na hindi niya naiintindihan. So merong mystery na towards this person kasi hindi na niya mabasa yung thoughts niya. I'm only at like the second, third episode, I think. But so far, it's very cute. As in, kung paano yung naisip yung K-drama.
Kilig?
Hindi ko pa alam. Parang,
okay.
Kung paano mo inisip kung paano yung K-drama bago ka napadpad sa Hollywood, yun siya. As in, it's quintessential K-drama. Parang pastel colors, very rosy. Alam mo yon, yung conversation is very sweet and may mga, ang daming meet cute. Yung mga nahuhulog sa bike tapos sinasalo ng lalaki. Biglang may moment sila in the rain. Yung mga ganong klaseng pampakilig kind of show. So actually, I got into it because I'm just kind of interested in how a Japanese show who follows yung mga Korean tropes does it. I'm not sure kasi like how Japanese dramas work eh. Pero I mean, they're not like K-dramas how we know it. So I feel like that's why I got into it. So I mean, I'm saying this out loud and like encouraging people to watch because I feel like it's something that we can delve into. I have no concrete feelings pa about it. I'm like pretty early on into the series, but I feel like parang baka may ma-discover kayo about, you know, how this Japanese drama world works. So, ang actors dito is the female lead is Fumi Nikaido. And the male lead is Che Jong Hyuk. So he was in Castaway Diva, Love All Play, and of course as Potato Man in Nevertheless. So yun, cute-cutan. Napansin ko actually now that I'm talking about the two, my two ano selections. Ano siya? Parang wala masyadong thought process. Cute.
What funny. Do you mean?
Pero I mean it's all feeling. You know what I mean? Parang it's not so much about like you don't have to about, process it so much. When you're watching, when you're sitting there. Alam mo yun? So, it's just good fun. So, and if you're into those kinds of shows, yung talagang todo kilig, cute-cutan, may part pa na nananaginip si... Sasabihin ko na ba? Okay. May... hindi ko na sabihin yung premise. Pero may topless scene si guy. So, abangan nyo na lang yun. Na parang, ay, sir! Pretty.
Anong episode?
Yung episodes pa lang ako. So, may 3 selections lang kayo. Madali nang mag-forward dyan. So, ayun. So, that is I Love You. I'm not sure if it's on the top 10, but I always see it recommended.
I always see it, so, pero ako rin, recommended din siya sa akin. Probably yun. Because I watched nga, Nevertheless. And Castaway Diva, I watched that.
Castaway Diva,
he was so,
yes.
He was probably. So nice. He was kilig siya dun, in fairness.
Oh. I like that actor kasi parang ano siya eh. Yeah. I mean, he was, I'm not sure kung sa Castaway Diva, is he lead, no? Second lead din siya.
Yeah, yeah. Lead siya.
He's lead. Ah, lead siya. Yeah. Ah, okay. So,
wow!
Nakaangat na siya.
Okay.
Nakaangat na siya. Kasi sa Neverland, ano siya.
But kasi sa Neverland, very... second lead
correct.
Siya.
Correct, correct.
But he was a very good second lead. Kaya parang, ano, laki ang ano eh. Malaking potential mo eh.
Correct. Diba?
Oh, at ang kalid pa niya si ano kita. Ha, si Unbin. Ah, Unbin.
Correct.
Exactly.
Oh,
si
Secretary.
Oh, sobrang big deal.
Secretary Wu tuloy.
Attorney.
Attorney. Secretary Wu.
Ginawa ko lang siya secretary. Oh my God, I'm correct. So sorry.
I know.
Di naman. Ay, wala naman masama sa pagiging secretary. Dahil nga, okay. Papag-usapan ko ang isang napakagaling na secretary maya-maya.
Oo. Oh, oh. Si Secretary Lila De Lima. Mali. Siya pala. Napakagaling na secretary.
Senator na siya nakalabas.
Senator na siya ngayon.
Ex-ex. Former.
Okay. Yun lang ang aking ano commentary about I Love You. So watch it on Netflix, guys. My sponsor, give me money.
I'm curious. I'm gonna give it
okay.
A try.
Okay. Me too. Ang dami ko nang give it a try. Lahat ata.
Oh, nga eh. Alam mo, minsan nga, parang ang sarap na lang niyang i-fast forward. Sa true lang, kasi alam mo yun, kaya mo naman siyang mahigo, pero syempre yung emotion and all that, hindi mo siya fully experience eh. But, correct. But, yun. That's the life we have right now.
It's okay. Feeling ko rin naman it depends on the show. Like, sometimes, it deserves attention. Alam mo yan?
Correct. It deserves babad.
Yeah. But anyway, how about you, Pia? Your next show, does this deserve full attention?
Because it's very... Lahat ng sa akin puro variety eh. So parang hindi naman masyado. But like my second show, eh, this one naman, again, it's from Prime. Gusto ko lang mag-shoutout sa Prime kasi mas okay na yung interface niya ngayon versus before. Ooh. Nung nanood tayo ng mga curtain call and all of that. I mean, the interface is still the same, but then parang ngayon mas madali na siyang i-cast, mas madali. Hindi na siya tulad ng dati, parang very faulty yung app. So kudos Prime, thank you so much. It's better job, now Prime. For me than Vue kasi Vue has been wonky lately.
I know.
So,
medyo
diba?
The lag is lagging.
Prime, medyo ganun. Right? Vue, ayusin natin.
Come on.
Being honest here. We're really, saying this because diba? We care. Because we really want to watch so much more Vue content.
So many shows. Diba? Exactly.
But if it's difficult, nahihirapan ako. But anyway.
It's frustrating. Yeah, that's why bumalik ako sa Prime just because of this. And, oh, by the way, meron nga rin pala. 125 a month na lang ang Prime ngayon kung gusto din ninyo. Okay, hindi nila ako sinabihang sabihin yun. Nakita ko lang. Okay, but anyway, Apartment 404, I'm so curious because it's UJ Sok and then nandun din kasama niya si Jennie of Blackpink. Yes. Nandun din si Si-chan and also si Taeyun. Of course, you know, best friend ni Jo In-sung. And nandun din si Oh Na-ra and si Lee Jong-ha, aka Bong Sok from Moving. I super love this show. Ang cute lang kasi I didn't know how they were gonna approach it. But basically, the premise is, para siyang nasa escape room, pero ang apartment 404 nga, diba? So, nasa apartment 404 sila, and then each episode, they travel back in time, wherein they try to solve different things, issues, na actually based on real stories that happened in Korea in the past. So, sobrang interesting na kung paano nila ginagawa kasi para siyang escape room level up kasi parang magkakaroon sila ng role na parang may mafia-ish na parang, ikaw yung mafia for this episode pero syempre hindi nila pwedeng malaman na ganun. So, kailangan nakikisali ka pa rin sa kanila and all of that. I just really love the dynamics of the cast. I love Oh Na-ra because of Sixth Sense and of course, talking about variety.
Everything else.
And everything else in K-drama, diba? Pero sobrang love ko siya, the way she interacts with everyone. Cha Tae-yoon, oh my God, this guy, I mean, we already know how great an actor he is, but hindi ko kasi siya naabutan sa 2 Days, 1 Night. So hindi ko naman alam kung paano siya sa variety. Oh, ang talino. Masyadong magaling yung utak niya. And si Jennie is so charming and so smart. Apparently Jennie way back in the day had a variety with Jae-suk and then it was like short-lived. And so after that parang Jennie was approached by Prime or I don't know who the producers are to do a variety show. Tas she kind of handpicked most of them. I don't know how Jung-ha came in pero most of them daw handpicked by Jennie. Yun yung sabi. So ang cute din pala ni Jung-ha. Sobrang yung adorable. Aww. Like wow. Ayun lang, if you like these people and just wanna see good fun lang and to know a little bit about Korean history, medyo current current pa ba yun, from the 70s yung pinaka last na issue, ang dami, ang interesting and fun. Ayun, so watch Apartment 404.
Ooh, I love this. Ooh, love and it. I wanna see more of Jenny. I've always been curious of her as a person. Mm. I mean, beyond
she's
Blackpink.
She's so fantastic in variety. Like, uh-huh. Kasi sa Running Man din before, yung mga episodes nila doon, she's so funny. Girl's funny. Like, she's adorbs sa variety. Ayun lang.
So, from one charming person to another, my next show is What's Wrong with Secretary Kim, the version of You, aka the Filipino version, featuring our very own Kim Chu as Secretary Kim. Not yeah. Attorney, not Secretary. Secretary Kim.
She is our Park Min Young.
She is. She really is. Yeah. And she is absolutely charming in this. Like, I mean, I've always known of her as charming and cute and all that. Pero parang dito oozing with that. As in, kung ano yung naalala ko sa Secretary Kim Korean version na Park Min Young. And, well, nung Park Min Young, hindi... Wait, baka ma-cancel ako. Pero kumbaga, nagagandahan naman ako sa kanya in that character. Pero kumbaga, hindi yung, oh, I wanna be just like her. Or alam mo yun, parang charmed enough. But I was charmed enough for the character, for the story, with what she's doing with Park Seo Joon. And all that. Pero parang yung Kim Chu version, parang, oh, you're so good. Alam mo yun, parang natutuwa ako sa kanya. Mm-hmm. And natutuwa din ako sa dynamic niya with Paolo Avellino, of course.
Ooh.
Who is...
Grabe yung chemi nila.
Grabe yung chemi. Actually, kaya ako ito nasimulan panoorin. I mean, I knew I wanted to watch this kahit pa paano. But somewhere down the road, maybe. Special shoutout pala to our good friend, Brian C. Hey!
Yay, Brian!
That's one of the reasons why I also wanted to watch it. Because our friend is part of the cast and nakikita natin siya sa mga promos. So, medyo exciting, diba? Pero parang hindi ko in-expect na papanoorin siya ko siya agad-agad. Kasi nga, busy and all that. But then, when I saw that View kept on posting the number one everywhere, etc., etc., oh, it must be so good then. I mean, what kind of adaptation is this, right? Plus, I got to watch nga the Korean version and all that. So, okay, tara, tirahin na natin to. Tapos, yung first drop pa, five episodes siya.
Ratratin na yan.
Five episodes. Tapos mga tig 20-something minutes lang siya. So parang, extra appealing, di ba? Kasi wala lang. Ang refreshing short na puro lang. Short pag short yung shows. Parang at least cuttable anyway. Parang you know na you can proceed after 20 minutes lang. Hindi yung pag yung normal K-drama kasi na isang oras, commitment siya na isang oras ko walang gagawin. Okay. Alam mo yon. But anyway, so I watched the show and I enjoyed it naman. I have a few thoughts about it na parang medyo on the technical and directorial, pero like for example, the pacing and the music and all that. But I feel like though, since it's the first few episodes, it's something that'll improve gets. Kasi it's one of those, I'm pretty sure yun yung mga first nila na shinoot. So, kaya, alam mo yun, kinakapapa nila kung paano yung pacing, paano yung takbo, and all that. So, hindi siya sobrang, you know, problematic for me so far. Although, I did find myself, 20 minutes na lang to per episode, no? Right? Pero parang I did find myself thinking na, wow, this is, there was this one particular episode na parang, wow, this is like the longest 20 minutes ata.
Wow, talaga?
Kasi parang, I don't know, hindi ko alam kung pagod na rin ako or whatever, pero kasi inano ko eh, dinare-diretso ko. Pero kumbaga, parang may something lang about the pacing that was very, very slow na parang, oh, what is going on? But, somehow, it helped me get over it agad. Kasi nga, the Kemi is Kemiing, Paolo Avellino and Kim Chu. I mean, to be fair, grabe talaga ang chemistry nila. Like, nakakakilig talaga siya kung nakakakilig.
Talaga?
Lalo na pag si Paolo Avellino, sa totoo lang, he has a hold. He has a hold on me. Check out.
Nako! Nako!
Celebrity crush ko yan eh. Kahit nakatrabaho ko na yan. before. And like, meron talaga siyang titig. Meron talaga siyang, ha, titigil mo ang dumo. Tapos tititigan mo lang siya back. Uh-oh. Parang ganun. At, alam mo, at ginagawa niya to. Ginagawa niya yon dito sa show na to. And then, to Kim Chu pa. So parang, Kim Chu, who's also super great at like, you know, kiliging back. Kiliging back pala. So, ang ganda. As in, ang ganda nung tapon ng chemistry. And, you know, essentially, I feel like it's gonna be one of the shows, possibly, na kahit na magkaroon ng hiccups, I don't know, in production, in the story, or whatever. I don't know kung sa story, kasi nga, alam na natin yung kwento, napanood na natin yung Korean version. Okay. Pero kumbaga, kung may onting about it, feeling ko dadalhin pa rin dahil sa chemistry ng dalawa eh. Alam mo yun? Like, you're gonna forget about it because of the two.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Kudos talaga to this production of What's Wrong with Secretary Kim. So happy that they did this. Because like, they started doing this recently, right? They would redo, remake, they would adapt Korean K-dramas here in the Philippines. And I'm not against it naman. I just always hope that they do it well, diba? Kasi sayang yung material eh. And plus, I'm sure copyrights din yan, mahal din yan, and all that. So, wag nila sayangin. So, nafe-feel ko naman na mukhang hindi naman nila sinayang to. And like, my gosh, a production pa lang. Like, super happy ako. Like, even their locations, like, it feels like they're trying to level it up talaga to the K-drama. Like, kung kunwari, bahay ng mayaman. Sa mga teleserye, meron tayong typical bahay ng mayaman, alam mo yun. Pero yung sa kanila, like Linevel, they kind of made sure na it's at par to the OG show, yung ganong klaseng yaman. Parang ganon. So parang may extra effort to up it, alam mo yun. So kaya it's exciting. So even if we already know the story, it's exciting how we'll be able, how this local production will adapt this for this version. So ayun. So I hope you guys can catch it too. What's Wrong with Secretary Kim, only in Vue. It's an original. It's exciting. And oh my gosh, more Paolo Avellino and Kim Chu, please. Like, I'm so like, many people I see on Twitter, there's so many people na kinikiship nila yung
Kim Pao
na to. And
naku, ngayon ko lang naiintindihan. Naku, something nang nangyayari diba?
Ngayon ko lang naiintindihan kung bakit. So parang, I'm watching you. Ganon. Nakasubaybay na ako. Subscribe. Ganon.
Correct. And based on what you said, kasi like, honestly ako, like with the story of What's Wrong with Secretary Kim, it's very disappointing, especially the ending. Like, madaming parts na nairita ako. Pero, it's one of those I still love because of Sojun and Minyoung. It's really their chemistry na nagdala nito sa akin kasi sobrang kilig. So, basically, parang ganun din yung sinasabi mo. So, iba kasi yung parang, syempre, Pinoy din yung umaarte. Parang ibang klaseng kilig naman yung mararamdaman natin. May exciting.
Correct. So, I hope you guys can catch it too.
Yes. I will try to. Parang exciting siya. I haven't seen a Philippine adaptation actually of a Korean drama. So because of this seems like it has good reviews. So
far, yes. So far, why not try, right?
Also, titigang Paolo Avellino, why not? Dun tayo.
Oh. Okay, so last round na tayo.
Last round. Quick fire?
Yeah.
Okay, sige. Oh, yung akin, actually, in fairness, yung akin is very short lang naman. As I mentioned nga, parang, like, there's not really a lot of time to watch right now, which saddens me so much because, like, there's so many good stuff out there currently. As in, kung ano yung tuyo ng last year at this time, sobrang daming happening ngayon. So, ayun. So, but, I'm trying to keep tabs lang na lang on like what's happening, like, you know, in the Hallyu world in general. And I'm currently in this situation kasi na parang I'm also assessing, as always, kung ano yung relationship ko with, you know, my Hallyu obsessions and stuff and how it relates to real life. You know, we always want to ground ourselves. You guys have already heard our discussions naman. Parang it's always good naman to always be grounded, you know, when you discuss. It's not always dilulu all the time, diba? We always try to bring ourselves down to reality. So, one of the things na natuwa ako na na-discover ko recently, and this was shared to me by a friend, is this account of a very prominent Korean queer artist. So, I've mentioned it earlier. His name is Hee Zee Yang. So, you can find him on Instagram and on Twitter. His name is his handle. So, madali lang siyang hanapin. So, he is, as I've said...
Can you spell it out? Sorry.
Okay, so Hee Zee Yang. It's H-E-E-Z-Y and then Yang. Yon.
Okay.
Y-A-N-G. Yon. Okay. So, actually, very interesting yung account niya kasi parang, as you know naman, Korea is not at the forefront when it comes to like LGBTQI plus issues. You know, I mean, it's still a very, there's still parts of their culture na medyo napag-iwanan, hindi pa nag-move forward. But I find his account very interesting because he kind of simplifies the issues that's happening. And he, since he's also an artist and he can draw, so he creates cartoons out of it. So as a person with an interest in the Hallyu world and stuff and trying to piece together how the Hallyu world kind of like connects to the real world, and wala naman masyadong LGBTQ plus, you know, representation sa mga pinapanood natin or sa mga music and stuff. So, parang na-appreciate ko na may mga ganito siyang content. So, nakakatuwa lang na ginagawa niyang cartoon kasi it's easy for me to digest. I mean, it's not so much information. Knowing na hindi naman ako sobrang familiar sa culture nila. But kumbaga, it's a peek lang into... you know, what's going on in their country with regards to these things. But one of his posts, natuwang tuwa ako, kasi, meron siya ditong nilagay. Siguro, we'll post this na lang din on our stories. Mm-hmm. So, natuwang tuwa lang ako dito kasi familiar sa akin. So, he, parang nag-comparison siya between like, icons of the Western world and Korea. And then, ang sabi nito, Korea's Madonna and Britney Spears. So, kung ang US or ang Western world may Madonna, ang Korea ay may Jung-hwa. So, parang ko like, oh my God, I love her so much. Like, she is their Madonna. Like, so much fun. So, natuwa ako sa kanya. So, yun. So, you check out his Instagram if you wanna get into, you know, those details and stuff. Because, I mean, it's
so
good to know those
things. So, yung IG niya is not about his drag. It's about the cartoon.
It's about the cartoon, but he also has a separate IG for his drag because he is called Hurricane Kimchi. So if you go to Hee Zee Yang, may mga links na siya doon.
Okay.
Nakakatawa kasi when I first saw his drag persona, kamukha niya medyo pura Vega yung look niya. So nakakatawa na may ganun. And he is also the one who first organized the Seoul Drag Parade. So kaya siya prominent. He's like really out there at the forefront when trying
to
yes, when trying to bring attention to, you know the issues of the queer community in Korea. So nakakatawa lang. And he's also a musician. Alam mo yun? He's like
multifaceted. Grabe.
Yeah.
But that is the beauty of it because he's using his artistic capabilities to bring forth all these like social issues and create conversation around it. So, kaya nakakatawa. I guess, kaya gusto ko siyang i-share. Yun nga, I mean we need to kind of like balance ourselves when, especially when like going into this world full force. Alam mo yun, parang we need to know na may mga real, actual stories yung mga tao na to. Hindi lang siya puro meet cute or alam mo yun, like you know, K-pop and stuff. So, ayun. So yun. So check him out once again. It's at Heezy Yang. He's on Instagram and on Twitter or X.
Gonna follow.
Yes.
We'll make sure to check it out. We'll and I hope you guys get to check it out too. His the accounts as well. And yes.
We'll share it.
We can also support. If we like it, you know, let's support. Because it sounds really awesome, diba?
And if you're into like drag, di ba? Especially now with Marina Summers and all that, parang like bringing, kasi talagang really highlighting it currently. Alam mo yun, parang if you're into that, so yes, go discover Hurricane Kimchi and get swept away.
Super familiar actually ng name ng Hurricane Kimchi. I don't remember where I encountered, but definitely encounter ko na siya somewhere.
Somewhere.
Anyway,
So, not to be mistaken for kimchi, kasi may isang drag queen din talaga correct. Na kimchi.
Oo nga, may isa pang. Pero yung correct. Hurricane kimchi, na basta the combo. But anyway, yeah, yes, nga, not to be mistaken. Well,
on Twitter.
Yeah, probably Twitter. Most likely Twitter. Yeah. All right, that's so cool. I'm very, very interested.
Yeah.
Wow. Panel pala. Check out. It's for everyone. So, how about you, Pia? Anong final show, last show that you wanna share to us?
Grabe, napaka-grounded nung kay Trensy tapos yung sa akin. Variety na naman! Pero ito naman yung final variety ko is from Netflix na nag-sponsor kay Trensy tonight. This is the season 2 of Physical 100. I really yes. loved this first season. Kahit na napaka-stressful nitong show na to, hindi ko alam kung bakit ko to ginagawa sa sarili ko. Pero kasi, sobra ako naging interested because one of the contestants na ni-reveal nila for this season is Kim Dong-hyun. Na hindi ko naman siya kilala kasi never okay. naman ako nag-follow ng MMA tsaka UFC. Kilala okay. ko lang siya as first I saw him in All the Butlers where he was so funny there. And then, sa iba pang mga variety, he's always in Running Man recently, and then he also was in 2 Days 1 Night as Seyun's best friend. So sobrang nakakatawa lang dito kasi sinabi din niya yun eh na parang baka nakakalimutan ng mga tao na ano ko, I was undefeated. Hindi naman siya undefeated. Like, 4 losses, 28 wins or something siya, yung record niya. Pero, yeah. like, I was 6th in the world. Like, wag nating kalimutan, kahit na feeling yung nababarayti lang ako, I'm still a UFC fighter. Meron siyang ganun, sobrang cute. Pero, as in, to be fair, isa din ako sa mga medyo nag-underestimate sa kanya. Kasi, akala ko din talaga. But gosh, as in dito talaga nagbago na yung tingin ko sa kanya. Like, okay, hindi ka lang funny. Meron ka nga talagang pinaglalaban. UFC fighter ka nga pala, ganon. So just because of him, I really feel that this is worthwhile. And it's also interesting because one of the contestants, he's Kim Bong-sok, if I remember his name correctly. He was also in season 1. So ang angst niya, kasi Whoa. He was ranked like first. Meron pa lang parang international competition ng mga firefighters. So siya pa lang yung nanalo ng first sa Korea in the whole world. So parang yun yung ano niya. And the season 1, maaga siya na-eliminate. So dito, so parang back with a vengeance. Ganon. So ayun, and then nandito din si Kang Soyeon ng Singles Inferno. Well, wag niyo na siyang asahan kasi medyo wala siyang exposure at all kasi medyo, I guess, she didn't perform well. Pero medyo wali din siya dito. Kasi parang na-eliminate na din siya. So, si 4 episodes yung nilabas just this week. So, I'm so looking forward to the next one. So interesting. Ooh. I love it so much. Yun lang.
I love it. I've never seen even the first season, but I've always been curious. Kasi naman, yung mga promo nila, puro katawan. Alam mo, iba-ibang klase. Tapos, nakita ko rin yung promo of this season. Di ba, meron silang pa-entrance, yung intro nila. Parang gano'n. Parang mas bigate. Or at least mas, you know, up there.
Actually, madaming actors. May isa pang K-actor na nandito. Gosh, sige, hanapin ko yung name niya. Pero, oh my God, ang galing din niya. Okay, question. Sorry, Tensi, go ahead.
Yung, kasi nakita yung pro, yung mga snippets nga of the show. So, yung in-introduce nila isa't isa. Parang yung mga katawan na nandun sa harap nila is there. So, may cast of their bodies?
Oo. Pareho yun sa season 1 talaga. Parang yun yung favorite. Talagang kinakast yung katawan mo kasi kapag na-eliminate ka, sisirain mo siya.
Correct.
Oh, may ganyan drama.
The drama. Ganun pala yun.
Yes.
You know, but I think, actually, talaga important tong show na to. Kasi honestly, parang yung brother-in-law ko who doesn't watch any Korean whatever, he got into this. And I think naka-reach na siya ng SEP, na alam mo yun, na lumabas siya outside of the Hallyu community, you know, and, you know, he's like, yung brother-in-law kasi is French, alam mo yun, I mean, like, French at Frenchest. And for him to appreciate this, parang nakakatuwa na naka-reach sila ng ibang demographic altogether.
Audience, oo.
Oo, nakakatuwa.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And also kasi it's still very much Korean in the sense na, yes, they're very, very physical, but you know how it's they really are like after nilang maging pisikalan, parang magbabaw, are you okay? Yung ganun kasi usually sa Western, hindi, kapag natalo ka, bahala ka dyan, ganun. And then tapos there's also this ano judo master na like right before silang magkaroon ng fight, talagang magbabaw muna siya, keep the distance, as in yung mga ganun. So, sobrang interesting. The actor who is here, his name is Lee Jae-yoon. So, isa siya sa ano parang tinatawag na athletic celebrities and apparently, he does, I don't remember if it's wushu or judo, pero madami na siyang mga naging leading roles na parating nandun siya sa mga action, ganyan. And also, there's this guy from Golden Child, an idol, also competed.
As in, muscle din siya, ganun?
Saktong idol, pero yes, batak.
Wow.
Sino
okay.
yung kamukha ni Subin na B2B?
Ah, si Minyuk.
Sawali kaya siya?
Diliktahan?
Or ano, like some of the members si of Mino, Monsta si X then.
Oh, pwede. Oh, Monsta X. O kaya si Lee Min, feeling ko lalaban siya dito.
Actually.
Kaya niya na.
Diba?
I mean, nang ano, nang shiny ah, hindi yung artista, matanda na yun.
Oh, yun. Meron na siyang baseball game kasama ng mga pare niya.
Ng mga pogi. Ng mga opa.
Ng mga elites.
Okay, ikaw naman, correct. Monica.
Ang final show for this episode is also from Netflix and it is called Sponsor. Queen of Tears. Wala. Actually, pinanood ko lang siya because it stars Kim Ji-won, who we absolutely love from... What's the name of the show?
My Liberation Notes?
My Liberation
Notes. Descendants
of the Sun? Ba't ako natanga doon? Iniisip ko pa yung ano eh. Physical 100. But anyway, yes. My Liberation Notes. Kakasabi lang na I love her tapos nakalimutan. Check out. Anyway, we super loved her in, ano, in My Liberation Notes and like I couldn't forget about her. So, nung nakita ko na may bago siyang show, oh my God, I'm gonna watch her because I miss her. And then, it also stars Kim So-yoon, whom I know is very, very popular. He's been in a lot of hits.
Yes.
And he's like a good friend of IU too, right? Like, nakita ko yun.
Yes, the most we're in G-Kai together.
And yeah, he's the highest paid actor in Korea.
Is correct.
He? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Oh. But yeah, there's so much info about him and naalala ko lang, nag-fan meet siya dito sa Manila, tapos sobrang nag-wild din
for
talaga
Dunkin'
yung...
For Dunkin' Donuts.
I know, correct! At nag-wild ang mga tao. And I'm like, but I don't even know him. And finally, sabi ko, I'll watch this so that I will get to know him. And man,
you didn't
like,
see it.
I am...
It's okay to be okay. It's
no,
okay not
I haven't
to be
seen
okay.
it yet. Oo, I haven't seen it yet. Eh. Pero parang dun ata siya mas super sumikat pa. Kasi pandemic
hindi,
show din
ano
yun, di ba? Ah, mataas na siya
pero
noon.
Pero highest paid na siya noon. Oo.
Ah, okay. See? Learning a lot today. But yeah, parang thank God I started it because like I'm really, really enjoying the two. Like I'm so satisfied with their acting. As for the story is very chebol-chebol. If you guys have seen the trailers.
Nakakamiss naman.
Super chebol si Kim Ji-won.
Sorry.
Yung ano, sino nakamiss pagiging chebol?
Si Mia kasi. Oo, ang tagal ko na hindi nakakanood ng mga chebol-chebol eh. Okay, go ahead.
Oo nga eh. Hindi ko alam kung sorry, sino, sorry, saan. Sorry. Pero nakakamiss din ang... But yeah, di ba? Ang saya dun kasi ng chebol-chebol. So parang, so si Ji-won yung mayaman, tapos napakasalan niya si Su-yoon na attorney, pero hindi sila galing sa chebol family. Tapos, andun, dun yung story umiikot. So basically, it's her marrying against what was expected for, because she's from a chebol family. And then, I wasn't really reading much into it. I was really literally there for Ji-won. And actually, initially, nung first ep, I think I even complained to you guys na parang ang bagal ng pacing na to. Pero so far, I've seen 4 episodes already. Pumikap siya. And like, medyo naging interesting. Umiikot yung
storyline. And I also found out that the one of the directors of this one, she directed, her name is Kim Hee-won. She directed Crash Landing, Vincenzo, and Little Women. Ooh, eh, wow. Mataas yun in my book. So parang na-curious ako. Parang suddenly mas may interest ako to continue watching this. So far, the twists are twisting and I can't wait to know what happens. I don't want to share because it's, if I do, it's kind of an important twist and sana ma-experience niyo rin siya. But kung masasabi, kung if there's something that I could entice you with, it's that, yun nga, the two are really, really great together and I like what they're doing so far. And then meron din ako nabasa na may commentary on Twitter na something about perspectives. Kasi, so couple, married couple nga sila. Parang pag yung camera naka-focus on the perspective of Ji-won, iba yung camera treatment as compared to pag perspective ni Soo-yeon, the husband, iba din. So parang nakakatulong siya sa married, sa situation nila as a married couple. Kasi yun yung issue eh. Parang nandun na patong-patong na doon na, you know, being married despite coming from different backgrounds, kung alam mo yun, paano sila mag-proceed with their married life, kung end na ba to or hindi, kung papatuloy pa ba or hindi, parang ganun ba. So, ang ganda na may ganun pala na hindi ko nahuli, pero nahuli ng Twitterverse. So, thank you because when I saw that, I think I just watched one episode and then after that, moving forward, when I watch the next few ones, parang pinapansin ko na siya. And my gosh, effective siya. As in, effective yung treatment na yon. Like, nas na-appreciate ko yung show more.
I'm interested sa chemi nila. Kamusta chemi nila?
I like it. I think it works. I can't compare it to Paolo Avellino and Kim Chu kasi iba naman talaga ang pampakilig ng Pinoy, di ba? But I am hooked. Like, I wanna know. May yearning si Ji-won, tas merong stern something. Hindi ko ma-explain. Pero siguro dahil kasi niluluto pa yung kwento eh.
Ah.
Although meron akong fear, may onting fear ako, share ko na lang quickly, na baka pwede siyang maging see you in my 19th life. I don't know. Kasi parang, hindi ko alam ha. Pero may feeling lang ako. Kasi ang ganda ng beginning, pero hindi ko alam kung paano to mag-i-end. Eh, ganun sa akin yung See You in My 19th Life. Eh. Ang ganda ng setup. Pero hindi mo alam kung paano siya mag-i-end. And it kind of ended the way that didn't work well. So I'm really hoping it doesn't happen. But the possibility of it happening to be similar nga to 19th Life, it's there. So I'm really hoping talaga it doesn't. So that's Queen of Tears for you guys. I hope you can watch it. It's on Netflix. It's awesome. So those are the shows that we're watching right now and hopefully yung chika namin today is enough to recommend you to watch with us.
Yes.
Fun, 'di ba? Pag-usapan natin to. If you have, let us know, pag-usapan natin. Lalo na most of the shows here kaka-start pa lang, so subaybayan natin together, 'di ba? Para fun.
Correct.
Yes. Message us lang. We are on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, and also, of course, YouTube. Just hit us up, send a message, and we are always there to answer.
Yes. For sure.
As madaldals. Actually, ang dami pa nga namin gusto sabihin. Baka nga mas okay kung internally. What? Internally, mas marami tayong ma-share. Kasi hindi nga spoilers, diba? But anyway, point lang is, let's talk. Like, cause it's so much fun to talk to more people about these shows, right? So, thank you for watching this version of What Hell You Watching. Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed it and see you in the next episode.
Akala ko in our 19th life.
Ako, yun din akala ko. In our 19th life. Uy, ako gusto ko yun kasi ibig sabihin magkakaroon ako ng many, many lives na matatandaan ko, which is gonna be fun.
Oh.
Is it?
Oh, that's true.
I feel like it. I mean, depende na lang siguro kung nasa gera ko din, maybe no.
Kung ano yung pinagdaanan mo, correct.
Oo.
Naging circus performance din ba tayo? Paano correct. Kung naging circus tiger din pala tayo in our past life?
Correct.
If anything, baka ang gusto ko, at least, meron akong makilala, like,
the emo in 19th Life, who is so awesome. Oh. Na
the emo?
Ayun nga. The aunt.
the aunt. Emo.
Tsaka bakit ang emo ganun? Anong ibig sabihin?
Kasi yung buho kasi yung bangs na nakaganun. Tonight will be the akala night that I will fall for you over again.
Akala ko emo may mga black eye.
Tanda yun.
Ikaw yun.
Ikaw yun. DM nyo kami kung gusto mo malaman kung anong kwento na yun.
Siya, hindi po siya abused girlfriend or abused friend. Hindi po.
Oo, ano
I abuse myself.
She abuses herself with a door.
Uy, baka ko anong isipin nilang kinky. Ano yan? Anong klase girl, abuse with the door? Anong kaklase relationship with the door yan?
A very hard one.